Kanaan, are you with us? Good afternoon to you.
I am. Hi.
That's great. We've kind of missed you over the last couple of weeks. Feels like I haven't spoken to you for absolute ages.
Right. I've been zipping all over the continent. Nice to be back.
You clearly have. And noticed an amazing article that you wrote today. I think it appeared in JTA as well as the Times of Israel. And it was all to do with carnivals and your very interesting reaction to them. Over to you, Kanaan.
Right. So the story begins actually last year when a carnival in the city of Aalst, not far from Brussels, featured a float in which effigies of two Haredi Jews are seen holding money bags and smoking a cigar, grinning, and there's a rat on the shoulders of one of those effigies. And that caused an uproar because of the history that Western Europe has with, well, actually all of Europe has with depicting Jews along with vermin and greed and money. And that caused UNESCO, which is the United Nations Agency for World Heritage, to scrap the Aalst Carnival from its list of World Heritage events. It's been on that list since 2010. And there seemed to be a movement that suggested that this year will be some sort of reaction to this move in Aalst. So it's just 2 hours away, and I took a train there.
Yeah.
And it was, I probably think too much about the Holocaust because of what I do. But during that event, I heard someone, I was on the phone with a colleague, and he told me, I have to hang up, the Gestapo is coming.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Something I never thought I'd hear. And he was actually referring to a group of performers dressed like Nazi officers. And I gotta tell you, that was the least of the problems of the Aalst Carnival this year. There was Jews with fake hooked noses. There were Jews dressed like ants. The organizers of that float said it was some sort of wordplay. Just that striking imagery of a Jew being equated to an insect in a place that only 74, 75 years ago had Nazi propaganda equating Jews with vermin was just jarring.
And it's not just there. It's in Spain as well. I mean, it seems like living in Europe now, you might as well be living in a Riefenstahl Goebbels movie. That seems to be the new normal.
Right. In Spain, in a town not so far away from Madrid, there was another procession that day. I didn't know about that at the time. And in it, there were Nazi officers again, with people dressed with striped uniforms from camps, and a train mounting two chimneys of crematoria.
Okay.
So, of course, there was the usual uproar, and then the city that did it, Campo de Carpatina, they said, oh, well, we thought it was an homage to the victims. So clearly the norms are diverged, but actually, it shouldn't surprise us this much, because carnivals actually have a very rich history of being anti-Semitic. The Carnival of Venice, which was maybe the oldest and most spectacular carnivals of Europe, of Catholic Europe, actually, it was a staple in it. The Jew with the hooked nose, and people used to throw cabbages and tomatoes at it, maybe not tomatoes, but cabbages at that Jew in disguise. So, ironically, the secular carnivals of Europe today are kind of circling back to their Catholic origins. It's really fascinating.
And we saw how that worked for us. Kanaan, what was really interesting for me, and I mean, you went public in this. This is part of your article, is your takeaway and your thoughts having witnessed the carnival in Belgium. Will you take us there?
Right. So, I have to be honest that the imagery itself doesn't really bother me. The Aalst Carnival does have a context. It's a context of extreme satire. It's like Charlie Hebdo. It's everything, anything goes. And so in that context, it's not so offensive. But at the same time, it's obvious that 20 years ago, this would have been unthinkable. And if that's true, then the borders of what can be said and how Jews can be treated in Europe are shifting.
Yeah.
And if that's true, then where will we be 20 years from now? I have two small children. Will they be able to enroll into the studies they choose? Will they be able to get hired to the jobs they want? I can't say I know for sure. And so with that in mind, I found myself not really consciously even looking at real estate sites in Israel where I was born. Well, looking at houses, family homes, and not for the first time, because with each proof that the borders on Jews are shifting, our future here looks more uncertain.
Just want that to kind of sink in. I mean, that is a remarkable thing to say, that 70 years after the Holocaust, you are considering a move back to Israel for the very obvious reasons. That's something to digest and to think about. Kanaan Lipschitz, thank you for your insights. Depressing as they may be this week, but real, and we need to confront the reality that is out there, because only that way can we do something about it. As always, Kanaan, thank you. Look forward to speaking to you this time next week.
Thanks.